Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. This show will help you on your journey, especially when times are trying or demanding. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life. Now, here's your host, Natalie.
And
hello, everyone. I'm Natalie, and you are listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience the miracle of coming home to yourself. Each Friday on Chat with Natalie, we often have some of the most intriguing individuals, healers, speakers, and authors. All of them are here to help you reconnect with your own beautiful inner core. And before we begin the topic of today, which you may have read about, but we will talk about that in a moment. So before we begin with this topic, I always like to ask everybody for a favor. If you have listened before, you know what it is. If you're new to the show, first of all, welcome. Secondly, I'm now going to ask you to do something that you may not normally do. And this means that I'm going to ask you, in order for all of your senses, all of my senses, to become truly open to any information that we may share today, to take a moment to clear ourselves of anything negative that may have attached itself to us, consciously or subconsciously. And this is a very simple practice, one that you can actually do by yourself whenever you feel negativity cling onto you, or before you have to go into a meeting that you know you're not looking forward to. So work with me as we will now take three very deep breaths in. And we're taking them in from the stomach area, the diaphragm. So breathe in and pull this breath all the way up towards the chest and the throat. Hold it there for the count of three. Use your own rhythm. And then release this breath out as hard as you can, so that you can really let go of negativity. Good, that was the first. Number two, take a deep breath in, pull it up, hold it, and release. Good. And the final time, take a deep breath in, pull it up, hold it, and release. Very nice. Good. How does that feel? All right. Well, this is something that I do as often as I can. And if you're used to breathing like this, it probably just means that you feel some negativity shaking loose in a sense. If you don't often breathe like this from the diaphragm, then yes, you may feel a little dizzy right now. So just sit down for a moment. Okay, good. Now, today, we are going to talk about something that people have brought to my attention a number of times, but really wildly and vigorously for about the last 4 to 6 weeks. The topic of today is spiritual counseling. Yes, spiritual counseling. And the guest today is me. And, of course, all of you who have written in, called in, or who are going to call in during the show. I have announced this topic last week, and as always when I do these announcements, I have received a couple of emails, which I'm always grateful for, and of course, we are going to get to them. I also want to do one other thing today, but we're going to do that about halfway through, and we'll see how you like that later on. So, spiritual counseling. What do you think that is? A lot of people have all sorts of ideas, and the reason why I want to talk about it is because I happen to believe that there are a lot of misconceptions, but not just misconceptions, there are also, for lack of a better term, people who intentionally misportray spiritual counseling, and then there are people who misuse spiritual counseling. So just like with anything else that we do, we have this whole breadth of people being involved. And as we all know, when there's one person doing something that is not quite authentic, not quite as much in integrity as we may like it, then usually a whole bunch of us who are trying to do something similar or who are being categorized in a similar field are ending up trying to battle it or come back out of it. The term counseling, of course, we all know or have an idea what that is, because especially in the United States, a lot of people go to counseling. And I think that often is a very good thing. Although I just read a story this morning, it was posted, somebody sent it to me, a friend sent it to me about antidepressant may not working as effectively as some people claim. And that's a different story. The antidepressants, though, do fit into the counseling, because very often people who are seeking counseling, I believe, are those who are at a threshold in their life, and they are going through a major transformation, a major change in their lives. And they're just looking for a little bit of guidance. And if you're like me, you probably at one point or another have gone through times like that, and you needed some guidance. Not all of us end up going to an official counselor. Some of us ask friends. Some of us pray. Some of us meditate. There are a variety of options that we connect with in order to find the answers. But let me put here, just out in the open, whatever you do that keeps you safe and sound and works for you, please continue doing it. So, counseling. We have psychological counselors who help us get to the root of issues. That's where we usually know counseling from. Another form of counseling that is very often mentioned is, of course, couples or marriage counseling. Both of these ideas of counseling have one thing in common, as well as some modalities or paradigms. And the one thing that they have in common, of course, is that they are trying to help the people involved. Because those people, as I said before, are at a threshold. The same is true for spiritual counseling. Spiritual counseling is intended, I believe, to help people who are at a threshold, to help people go on a path of self-discovery, who are in need of some guidance. Not necessarily needing a whole lot of deep psychological outrooting of issues. Even though in spiritual counseling, past hurts, past pains, of course, do come up. But it is a little bit different from all the other counseling that you do. The spiritual counseling, in its ideal version, is supposed to help you within your belief system to move forward. It's supposed to be based on your values. It's supposed to help you deepen your spiritual connection. It is not by any means meant for you to become indoctrinated and completely change your way of thought, change all of your belief systems, throw them out the door because your counselor is telling you you're wrong. That would be a very negative way of spiritual counseling. That is really, like I say, much more indoctrination and trying to change you completely. But in spiritual counseling, just like in any other counseling, you don't really need a complete makeover. You just need a little bit help to realign yourself. At least that's what I have found when I have my students or my clients come to me. And that's what I have found when I talk to other spiritual counselors. However, since we're using the term counseling, a lot of people get worried. And whenever you use the term spiritual counseling, they want to see all of your certifications. A lot of people are trying to argue with you that you don't know what you're doing. And that's, of course, a matter of fact in the society we live in general. But it is kind of sad that you always have to give this proof when indeed spiritual counseling is based on the existing values and beliefs of both people involved, especially the client, and when it is really based on the guidance that we get from the spiritual realms in the sessions that we have. So it is in many ways very different from the counseling that you may be used to. I want to talk more about what a session may look like and how it also connects to spiritual development, because they are very much tied together. And I also want to get to some of the emails that I've gotten from you and some of the questions I have received from students. However, right now we have to take a little break. So I hope you will stay tuned and we will be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box diffused in English and French connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, or anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Welcome back. Today we are talking about spiritual counseling, what it is, what it is not, and what people may think it is. Some of my friends who I may not have talked to in a while, if I were to tell them that I'm engaged as a spiritual counselor, they may look at me a little funny, because especially when it comes to organized religions, there's a lot of worry what that means. And it's kind of interesting to me, because organized religions, churches, and other places also offer spiritual counseling, especially in the area of marriage counseling. I myself at one point actually went to a Catholic church, and I was supposed to get some counseling on whether or not I was really ready for marriage and all of that, which I don't have a problem with, but in a sense that was marriage counseling or couples therapy. So why can other people not do it as well? We have so many different belief systems that it only seems to make sense to me that we can use those as the basis for any kind of spiritual counseling. Now, from one or two people that I have talked to, I have heard similar things as I just explained, where you are required by an organization or a religion to go through a certain therapy or counseling session. And very often, they try to actually help you see it their way. I guess that would be the way to put it. They're trying to convince you that their way is the right way. And I think that happens not just in organized religions. I have seen that in other places as well. And sometimes it happens very subtly. You know, you go to somebody and you listen to them and you talk to them. And then all of a sudden a friend may say, "Wow, you've changed. You sound like so-and-so." And I think those are always little warning signs. Just warning signs in the sense of maybe you have realigned your values, which is perfectly fine. But maybe you have subconsciously just been indoctrinated. So be careful of that. Spiritual counseling for me and for many of my friends who are engaged as spiritual counselors as well really means something that I mentioned earlier in the first segment, where I said it's really about helping you go through whatever threshold period you are at in your life based on your values. So whether you are a member of an organized religion, whether you are considering yourself to be an atheist, whether you follow some other kind of spiritual thought process, really does not matter when it comes to spiritual counseling, because your values, your beliefs are going to be at the base. So whatever your thoughts are on God, for example, or on the angels, that is not up for grabs in a sense in a spiritual counseling session. It is just something that, of course, we'll have to address, but it's much more about where are you trying to go. So when you were to come to me or to one of my friends, for example, we would ask where you're at, what are your beliefs, where do you want to go, what are the problems right now? And then we will try and figure out how we can help you from there. And it is not really me in the physical sense or in the egoistic sense trying to tell you what to do or how to do it. I'm actually, in the spiritual counseling session, going to connect with your guides. So it would be helpful at that point in time if you believed in guides, obviously, and with the angels. And then they are going to let you know. Remember, it's your guides. They are going to let you know what is best for you, where you may want to go at this point in time, what you may want to do at this point in time. That is the crucial aspect, because spiritual counseling is not about me. It's not about my belief system. It's about what is best for you to help you on your spiritual path. So your guides will have certain suggestions for you. They may suggest meditation. They may suggest less meditation. My own personal beliefs of how important meditation is have no space in the session with you. Your guides are the ones who know you best. They have known you for so long, it's not even funny. And so they know exactly what you're ready to hear, what you're not ready to hear, where you can go and where you can't go. And that is the information that I'm going to try and get through to you in our counseling sessions. So it is really a session where we are looking at where you are spiritually and where are you trying to go. And I hope that makes sense. If you don't believe in guides, it may sound a little woo-woo at this point in time, but if you do believe in them, or if you at least believe in the angels to a certain degree, then you probably understand that they have a much broader experience base, so they have a better idea of what you need in order to move forward. Very often in spiritual counseling sessions, and that is something that a friend of mine, while I was preparing for the show, pointed out, something that comes up is almost a little bit of a doubt or lessening of faith, because we all go through trying times. And if we go through trying times, of course, there are often times when we begin to doubt a little. And those areas of doubt, we need to look at them. Why are you doubting? And that's when, in spiritual counseling, we would begin to, for example, talk about lessons. The lessons that we're here to learn. The lessons that help us move forward. Why are we at the threshold right now? What got us there? And what is the purpose of it? That's what we mean when we talk about lessons in spiritual counseling. Those lessons are important in order for us to figure out other patterns in your life. What have you learned? What have you understood? What is there in addition to all of this that we may still need to learn, that we may still need to look at? And we will talk about all of that. So there you see the clear resemblance to what we would consider a normal or a more common counseling session. Because you talk about what is going on in your life. And then we try and help you through that. But again, the we are the guides and the angels trying to help you. This all, as I mentioned, is directly tied into your spiritual path, where you are and where you want to go. And when you come in for a spiritual counseling session, you may not know where you want to go, which is why you're there. After all, you're lost. You don't know exactly what's going on anymore. And that's then when we start talking about it, of course. And that's when we begin to sit down and see what can we maybe help you understand better when it comes to your spirituality. Where can we connect you more with the spiritual? There have been times in spiritual and counseling sessions where people actually did not want to dive deeper into it. They actually felt much more comfortable letting go of some of their spiritual beliefs and becoming much more part of the regular world, if you want, the regular physical world. And I don't believe that there's anything wrong with that at all, because it is your path. So again, whatever you choose is important. And that's another really crucial aspect I want to say in spiritual counseling. In a sense, there is no right or wrong in spiritual counseling. There is no my way or the highway. There is whatever's best for you. There is no idea of if you go right, you are going to be forever in major pain. I don't want to use some of the other terminology that comes to my mind. So it's really always trying to make clear that it's your choice. You can live your life the way that you choose, but the guides and the angels are going to try and help you just live more easily, more happily, more compassionately, and more lovingly. Now, on the other hand, of course, yes, there are some spiritual counselors who use regular psychology, and I think that is absolutely appropriate. They use some regular underpinnings of psychology, which can help us get to some ideas. But once we get to the ideas, again, in spiritual counseling, it's really much more about the faith or your beliefs and your values. We don't necessarily need you to relive past trauma. In spiritual counseling, we then have the option of using, for example, some healing modalities, maybe some TAT, maybe some EFT, maybe some Reiki, given that you, of course, want that and agree to it. And those things, those energy healing modalities, can then help you get to the root of a system of a problem without having to relive it. And that can really be enormously helpful because we don't want to consistently relive our pain and our drama. We're trying to get over it. How all of this connects, though, is that once we get to the root issues, we get to the lessons. We get to the idea of why am I here to learn and what am I here to learn? Once we get to the root and the patterns, we can see how much we have learned and possibly end some of the lessons. Ending a lesson means you are not going to repeat it in whatever shape or form. I'll talk a little bit more about lessons, later on. It is kind of an interesting concept if you happen to believe in it. However, sometimes there are people, as I mentioned, who misuse spiritual counseling, who misunderstand it. And I just want to alert everybody that when you go into a spiritual counseling's office, which I recommend just to about anybody, then just make sure that the other person is an integrity, authentic, and is not trying to change your mind about everything. I hope that makes sense, because I'm really not here to sell you anything other than to try and help you understand what spiritual counseling is all about. Having said that, we are now ready for another break, so please stay tuned, and we will get to some of your questions and emails when we get back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Transform. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Back on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Today we're literally just chatting about what spiritual counseling is, should be, shouldn't be, and all of that. And I don't often use the terms should and shouldn't, but in this instance I just have to because of all the misconceptions Now, I mentioned earlier things such as marriage counseling, therapy sessions, and so forth. And I do believe that they all have definitely a space in our life. For example, one person wrote to me that they were trying to figure out how to raise their child best. And that reminded me, of course, also of some of the counseling that is offered. It's about how to best raise your child, what values, what you may want to teach them, what you may not want to teach them. And last week, with my friend Aricia, who was on the show and we talked about success, children also came up. There are a lot of ideas on what kind of values we need to transmit to our children. But in spiritual counseling, once again, I know I'm sort of repeating myself, we are going to go with your basic values already. We're not going to necessarily change them and tell you how often you should or shouldn't go to church, etc., etc. I may recommend something that the guides are saying, but that's it. I won't tell you or try to convince you to do something that is completely against your general belief system. That would not help any of us. And remember that spiritual counseling is about your path, so where you are right now. I also mentioned earlier that very often spiritual counseling is directly connected to spiritual development. Now, I think they nicely flow together. But again, it doesn't mean that in the spiritual development you are supposed to take a certain track. I have plenty of acquaintances who were in spiritual development classes for some time, learned a lot, and then decided to stop and to go back to, as I mentioned earlier, I don't have a better term for it, the physical life, the regular life, being a mother, being a daughter, being a husband, being a boyfriend, being a CEO. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. When you tie spiritual counseling and spiritual development together, however, what we can do is, based on your beliefs, we can actually help you also connect more on your end with the guides and the angels. I mentioned earlier that in spiritual counseling, what normally happens is that the counselor, of course, listens and hears you and then presents you with options or more questions or advice based on what your guides are saying. You may not at this point in time that you're coming to spiritual counseling actually be hearing your guides or the angels. You may not have gone there. You may never go there. But should you choose to go there, then the spiritual counseling can slowly but surely move into spiritual development training. And all we do then is we help you. We provide you with various ideas, modalities, and suggestions on how you can actually connect yourself with your guides, connect yourself with the angels, if you choose to do so. There are also plenty of people, and one person wrote me an email. Her name is Anna. She said she just wanted to share a very positive experience, and her positive experience about spiritual counseling was that she went to a person who advertised himself as a spiritual counselor, who listened to her. She went there for about 4 months, every other week. Got a lot of help in trying to identify her values, address some of the issues she was going through, and then she realized that that was enough. She did not want to take it any further. And her counselor, thank heavens for him, was fine with that. Because the idea in any kind of counseling, whether it's spiritual or any other form of counseling, of course, is to empower you. To give you the tools to deal with whatever comes, whatever happens in your life. And so therefore, whatever happens in your life, you just need certain modalities, certain techniques to address them. And in times where your life is at a threshold, at times where you're not sure that black is black and that green is green, everybody can give you all sorts of ideas, but you really need a little bit more guidance. And should you choose to go ahead and do a little bit of what we call spiritual development. That's fantastic. I mean, more power to you. But again, it has to be within your parameters. It can't be that somebody's trying to tell you what to think or how to do it, because you're also still your unique own person. You are still a unique gift to all of the world. And so in spiritual development, there will be suggestions and there will be training and practice sessions on how to do things, but that doesn't mean that you cannot add a twist to it that works better for you. Because the spiritual counseling and the spiritual development should all be based on your own beliefs. Spiritual counseling can be enormously helpful in something that I mentioned a little bit earlier, in a sense, reestablishing your faith, whatever faith that may be. And I don't often use the term faith, actually. Just while I'm speaking right now, I'm realizing that I use much more the term trust. And maybe that is because, just like counseling, just like spiritual counseling, there are so many associations that we have when it comes to certain terms. So bear with me as I just want to go with the word trust, okay? I just like that better. But it's really about helping you to trust again. And when I help clients or people or students, I try first and foremost to help them regain the trust in themselves, which then ultimately, of course, is the trust in the divine. And when you can re-trust yourself, then you're ready to face whatever may happen. Because it really is about how much do you trust yourself to handle whatever comes your way. If you have lost that trust in yourself, then somebody just has to look at you the wrong way and you are going to break. So the first step of empowerment is to reconnect you with your own trust. The trust that you are a good person, that you are just learning certain lessons. And the lessons is something that I mentioned earlier. So lessons. We're all here to learn certain lessons. And I always have arguments about that. In spiritual counseling, the aspect of lessons is very important. Of course, if you don't believe in lessons, then we would approach this differently. In general, though, just bear with me for a moment. If you could wrap your head around the idea that when you came here, you said there are certain things you want to learn, and then you're here and you're beginning to learn them. You're likely not learning them in ways that you want to learn them. For example, I always love this example, love. We can learn about love in so many ways, and some of them, let's face it, are horrible. There are ways in which we learn about love that we do not want to ever revisit. But we are learning about love. We hopefully learn about loving ourselves. So that can be really a crucial aspect. And we may not be learning that the first time around. It's sort of like me opening a math book. You know, I got to look at the problem 20 times and hopefully at some point I will get it. Think about lessons in life the same way. There are times when you look at a problem and you go, oh, got it, and you move on. And then there are times when they just keep repeating in one way or another, not always exactly the same way. Again, just think about math problems, right? They always phrase them a little bit differently. They're trying to help you. But the lessons in life may always change a little bit, but the pattern is there. So once you start looking at a pattern, once you start looking at what's going on here, it seems like I've had similar things before, especially when it comes to love, right? You may have had a not-so-good relationship once. You finally get out of it. You're happy to move on. You find another person. And guess what? It's still not the love that you were hoping for. It's still not the perfect positive love that you had imagined, that you thought you deserved. And then you break away from that person, you come around, and guess what? You are in a relationship again in which you can't really be all of yourself, in which things are happening, you don't understand why. you are, in a sense, relearning the same lesson again and again, because it's about love. It's about, first and foremost, you loving yourself. That's where spiritual counseling can be really helpful. And that's a major difference, if you understand what I'm saying, between the spiritual counseling and the other forms of counseling. We are not just looking at the issue, but we're looking at patterns as well. And once we're looking at those patterns, that's when we can get to the root, eliminate it, and you can actually be done with a lesson and move on. And you will not ever be in a relationship like that again. What better is there? And that's a very practical, very human example. But it is connected to your spiritual belief system, because it's connected to you trusting yourself. To you trusting yourself, and to a degree to you trusting your guides and the angels. So spiritual counseling is about trust, it's about empowerment, and about helping you on your path, not changing your path. Your path is what you make it, what you choose it to be. Now, having said all of that, there's one more aspect I briefly want to touch at, just very briefly, and I hope you'll bear with me for another moment before I get there, because it's just about time for a break. So let me let you know that after the break, we will talk a little bit more about spiritual counseling, and I will give you an example of an upcoming workshop where we will apply some of the ideas that I have just mentioned. So please stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transform. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Welcome back to the final segment of today's show, Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Yes, today we're talking about spiritual counseling. We have talked, or let's just honestly say, I have talked about spiritual counseling. And I've mentioned some examples, and some of you, like Anna, have written in. And so, for me, it's really important to one more time go back to the aspect of your beliefs, your values, nobody else's. Okay? I want you to really take that in. Because one of my very dear friends from way back when, and I'm old enough to say way back when I first told her about some of the things that I'm involved in, she looked at me like I had three heads all of a sudden. She is very much working with, ingrained, for lack of a better term, in her local church, which I think personally is wonderful. I think that is perfect. And so if you are ingrained with your church, I don't want to convince you not to do it, because it obviously provides you with wonderful experiences. It provides you with ideas of what you do wanna do. It helps you connect with people. So go and do it. Absolutely. But please also don't judge me just because there are some people who are not in integrity when it comes to spiritual counseling. And we have those, like I said in the beginning of the show today, in all areas, not just in spiritual areas, but also very clearly in other areas where we may be looking at, for example, the idea of indoctrination. Now, one example that I did want to definitely bring up today, just because I think it fits, is the idea of workshops. If you are not sure that spiritual counseling is for you, if you're not sure that spiritual development is for you, which I can fully understand because there's still a lot of mystery around it, then maybe consider the idea of, at one point or another, trying out a workshop, trying out a meditation. If you're going to, for example, a workshop that might be about basic meditation, if the spiritual person leading it is in integrity, they will introduce you to a lot of ideas, including that of guides and angels. And then you can see whether or not spiritual counseling may resonate for you or not. And if not, then please don't go. Okay, I cannot say it any other way. Now, somebody else also mentioned something to me, and that happened yesterday in a workshop. And they said that, you know, a lot of people, he believes, go to spiritual counseling because they're just disappointed with the regular ideas of counseling. And I hope that's not true. As much as I believe in spiritual counseling, I have enough friends in the counseling arena that I know that they are in integrity and I know what they're doing. Okay? So spiritual counseling really is for you if you are in one way or another spiritual, and if you are trying to just figure out how to regain the trust in yourself that I mentioned earlier and move forward in your life with a spiritual side to it. Not a specific one, but one that fits your life. And of course, I'm not saying here that everybody can just have their own brand of spirituality, which on the other hand may very much be true, because we're all a little different. And I think that's perfectly fine. If we're all a little different, then what's wrong with creating our own little brand off a little spiritual side? We don't all have to believe the same way, as long as we are living in peace and harmony and in a happy life. And that really is the idea, if you think about it, behind any kind of counseling, whether it's spiritual counseling or the other counseling. If you then choose to also do spiritual development, more power to you. If you choose not to do spiritual empowerment, more power to you. There's nothing wrong with it any which way, really. But my idea for today was just to highlight a little bit the notion and the understanding that spiritual counseling is not what some people think it is, meaning it is not meant to indoctrinate you and get you away from your own personal belief system. It is quite to the opposite, meant to actually increase your trust and your belief system. It is by no means meant to change your lifestyle in ways that you cannot agree with. Now, I do want to mention one other aspect. Because earlier I was also talking about the possibility of, for example, including Reiki, TAT, or other such modalities in your counseling sessions. And I did say, I hope, if you want those as part of your spiritual counseling session. They can be very helpful. So if you're not sure about the spiritual counseling, if you're not sure about guides, then maybe something that you could look at would be to take a class on Reiki. Learn more about what Reiki is. Find out if maybe it can help you. Or TAT or EFT. There are many different healing modalities out there that have been proven to help, number one, and that may also just really help you in empowering yourself so that then you can move forward in a very positive way, still very much with your own personal belief system intact. If anything, maybe yes, you look at things a little bit differently at this point in time than before. I don't ever think there's anything wrong with that. But maybe your beliefs also just have gotten a little stronger, more positive. And what could be wrong with that if you really think about it? So this is just a little bit about spiritual counseling. I hope it helped you understanding what we talk about. I hope you understand that for spiritual counseling, the certificates that I referred to earlier are really not as crucial because we are not necessarily applying all of the psychological understanding that people need to have. Many of us, yes, we do have some sort of psychological training, but not necessarily to the degree that a psychiatrist or psychologist would have. We do take counseling classes sometimes, but the reason why I'm pointing out that please don't just look for certificates is because, as I mentioned before, one of the main things that we're doing is we are actually talking to your guides, and there's really no certificate to tell you whether or not we're doing that right. The only way in which you know that we are authentic or in integrity would be by you sitting down with us and trying it out. That's what spiritual counseling is really all about. If you have any questions about any of this, please do not hesitate to contact me. I love talking about this, and especially right now with so many people having brought this back into the forefront of my mind, I think it's really important to just keep talking about it, to eliminate some of the misconceptions, and move forward in a manner that helps all of us, that benefits all of us. You know that you can contact me at any point in time. Email, of course, is natalie@healingisis.com. And you can also find me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/natisis2012. I would love it if you start a conversation there, because I'm on there every day and we have fascinating conversations. I want to thank you all for being here with me today. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I'm looking forward to so much more ideas about what you have experienced in spiritual counseling. And as we move forward, I hope to connect with you personally, either via email or in Facebook. And until next show, I just want to thank you for being here with me today. And please remember that Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself, is on every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Pacific Time. And we're always here to help you reconnect with your own beautiful inner core. Thank you and have a wonderful week.
You've been listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself, on Transformation Talk Radio to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingISIS.com to book your session with Natalie. Continue the conversation with Natalie on her Facebook page, Facebook.com/NatIsis2012. That's NatIsis2012.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
The heart. Did you ever notice how often we use this term in our expressions? My heart is breaking to see this. My heart sings. This person wears her heart on her sleeve. She has a big heart. That touches my heart. Intuitively, we know that in addition to our physical heart, we have a spiritual heart directly linked to the universe and our soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
About a year ago, I was feeling really stuck. I'd been doing yoga, but I was bored with my practice and felt like something was missing. That's when I heard about the College of Aparna Yoga. Even though I didn't think I wanted to teach, I really got interested when I found out that it's not just for yoga teachers. I learned about yoga, meditation, how to care for my body, and how to develop self-confidence. The teachers were fantastic. The course was so much fun, and I really felt cared for. Now I feel my life is changing and growing. I feel new in my yoga and new in my life.
The College of Aparna Yoga. Save 20% when you apply with a friend. Visit yogatrainingseattle.com. That's yogatrainingseattle.com.
Hello, this is Adil, and each year I fly 5 times around the world teaching thousands of students. When I land, I have to be energized and focused. In less than a minute, I prepare my favorite drink. It is raw, vegan, and full of enzymes. I get the energy and mental focus to be at my best. This is real food, not caffeinated stimulants. My family and I have been drinking these foods for over 20 years. We look younger, feel more alive, and shine from the inside out. In today's stress-filled world, we all need this nutrition. For more information, go to healthylivingwithadil.com. That's healthylivingwithadil, spelled AADIL.com.